sir. Thank you. Los Angeles went all out for St. Patrick's Day, tending the small green. No, and all day long on the radio, they've been playing Irish songs. One program played, "Did Your Mother Come From Ireland? How Are Things in Glacamore? It's a Long Way to Tipperary and My Wild Irish Rose." I know there's nothing unusual about that, except this was the Scandinavian hour. Now, I went to a St. Patrick's Day party last night, and every important Irish celebrity in Hollywood was there. Maureen O'Hara, Dan O'Hurley, Pat O'Brien. And when they served the free lunch, another Irishman showed up, Jack O'Benny. No, but there's a big Irish colony where I live in North Hollywood, but they stay pretty much to themselves. They come to town only once every 4 years during a presidential election to vote for Pat O'Brien. And, of course, all the Irish cops here in Hollywood have that St. Patrick's Day spirit, but sometimes I think they overdo it. 3 times a day I got a ticket for passing a green light. But the Irish are a great people. You can say what you like about the Irish, but before you do, make sure you're paid up with a Blue Cross. I went to a St. Patrick's party at Les Brown's house last night. I like to see how the other half lives. And my suit needed cleaning anyway. No, Les invited all the boys in his band. He thought it would be appropriate. Most of them are still green from last New Year's. What a party. I won't say things got rough, but about midnight I saw a familiar face across the room and it turned out to be mine. About 2 a.m, the party got so noisy, even Phil Harris called up and complained about the racket. Phil was lying under the piano. And the sax player's girl had the pickle fork in her hand, and I never knew before how sharp those things are. In fact, I wouldn't know now if I hadn't been over to tie my shoelace just as they started to play Pin the Tail on the Donkey.